Blog Talk Radio.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. I was at a wedding reception last week, and I walked to a crowd, and there was a few ladies standing there, and I said, "Hi, girls," and boy, were they flattered. He called us girls. You see that? That's all it takes. A little gentle, a conservative compassion. Did you like that Frank Sinatra song? Yeah, Frank was pretty good, right? He made a bundle in his time. He was also a little bit obstinate, and he used to annoy people, and he got carried away with himself a couple of times. So who doesn't? And I'll never forget that I think he was at the Sands Hotel, and he started to push some people around, playing a made man, and the bouncers knocked his two front teeth out. And Johnny Carson, you know how Johnny Carson used to chuckle when he told his punchline? Him and Ed McMahon were talking about Frank getting his teeth knocked out, and Johnny Carson said, "Yeah, he now goes over to Betty Crocker's house and she mashes his bananas." So you see, everybody has a sense of humor. And if you got a real good sense of humor, then you should have been watching the Senate Supreme Court judge confirmation hearings. Man, there is a comedy show that goes, just keeps on giving. The woman looks crazy. She absolutely looks nuts. If you put her in a straitjacket and asked her the same questions, you'd have a whole different opinion. She's got that look in her eye like she just fried somebody's eggs. And I got to tell you what breaks my heart. She's a high school graduate from Cardinal Spellman High School. And I know that when she went to Cardinal Spellman High School, they weren't teaching abortion is settled law. And I'm watching Lindsey DeGraham up there. He's like the Chuck Schumer of the South. Yeah, I don't trust Lindsey DeGraham. I caught him once, and him and McCain were calling for executions of the troops for fighting back. He wanted to make an example of privates that couldn't be kept under control and refused to take their finger off the trigger. Yeah, he wanted to make an example of some poor private in Iraq just so he could have a few more dead flies on his belt. Yeah, Lindsey Graham I don't trust. And get a look at who we got up there. Cornyn, okay, he's the most conservative. You got Orrin Hatch, who courted Ruth Bader Ginsburg to the seat on the Supreme Court, and you heard what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said about abortion. She said it is settled law, and we have to get rid of some of the dead weight. Yeah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg could have been a German judge in the Nuremberg trials when they were trying Germans for trying to kill Hitler. She looks just like one of those judges. She reminds me of the judge that said, "Moira, Moira," and then they hung the guys to try to take out Hitler on meat hooks with piano wire. Yeah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg did say that she thought that abortion was a nice form of selection. And here's Lindsey Graham, and he's telling Judge Sotomayor, who is not going to tell you what she really thinks until she gets the power. You see her there so humble and so demure. Wait until she gets the power. You're going to see the wreck of the Hesperus. She'll be beating people to death with her gavel. But going back to Cardinal Spellman High School, she was never taught that life begins 3 months after conception. She was never taught that, not in biology and definitely not in religion. So just like the Geraldine Ferraro, they are Catholic school Judases. And I got to tell you something. You want to know when life begins? I call the fetus the absentee ballot. And you know how the party of death hates absentee ballots. They don't like to count them. But I guarantee you, if you leave that fetus alone, in 18 years, he'll be standing at a voting booth, or she will be standing at a voting booth. And never forget, if you're trying to figure out when life begins, in the third trimester or the second trimester, let me tell you when it begins. When the jockey whipping the sperm penetrates the egg, that's jackpot. That's three bars straight across. Three American bars straight across. That's jackpot. That's when life begins. So, having said that, let me take you back to Frank. We're honoring Frank Sinatra tonight.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody. Get yourself somebody. You are nobody, nobody, nobody until somebody loves you. You are nobody until somebody cares. You might be the king, you might possess all the world and its gold. The gold won't get you happiness when you're growing old. Now the world remains the same. You're never gonna change it. Change it as sure as the stars shine above. You're nobody until somebody loves you. Go out and get yourself somebody.
Could you see Henry Waxman singing that song to a baseball team? Can you imagine Henry Waxman holding hearings on baseball players that are taking steroids? And now they're investigating the CIA and Dick Cheney for not telling 48 flag-burning senators that it was the intentions of the United States to kill Al-Qaeda. They didn't tell them. They didn't tell those flag-burning, baby-killing, secret-leaking senators that they were going to kill bin Laden. They didn't say killing bin Laden is not settled law. We have to debate. You want to debate? You know where you should be in a debate? You should be at Windows of the World, having a little cocktail, watching that plane come in for the first time. That's where you should be, and then we'll see how you like the debate. No skin in the game, you're a crying shame. They were talking about Judge Sotomayor, and they were saying how she had prosecuted Tarzan. That Tarzan was responsible for killing three people in the ghetto, and Sotomayor brought him to justice. He got his name Tarzan because he was swinging on ropes, crashing into through windows, and then going in the house and killing people. And she described one of his acts where he took a heavy bucket and he tied it at the end of the rope, and then he swung the bucket and busted the window. Then he came down the rope and he came into the house, and I think he killed the son of the oldest son of a family, and there was like 5-6 people in the room when he did it, and he put a bullet between the kid's eyes, right? And so he was brought to justice. You know what kind of justice he was brought to? Liberal justice. You know what liberal justice is? That's he was sentenced to 62 years to life at Club Jail. And as a matter of fact, the Democrats are trying to pass legislation that we build more prison ships that can cruise the Caribbean. This guy is going to get free meals, free clothing, a free dental, a free hospitalization, a roof over his head. He's going to get a free linen. He's going to get clean linen, 3 squares a day, and he took the life away of an 18-year-old boy. Do you think that's justice? Now, injustice is he should have been hung at the end of the rope that he tied the bucket to. And right back out the window. That would have been justice. That would have been justice not only for that family, but for the taxpayers. Instead, the taxpayers get to carry the dead weight. And the guy will live better than you. And if he has an accident while he's in prison, he can sue. And you'll pay more. And you're paying for it. And the liberals who have no stake in the game will tell you that the death penalty doesn't prove anything. It doesn't get you anything. No, let me tell you something. I'll tell you what it gets you. The person that gets executed will never hurt anybody again. That's a guarantee. And just because a victim survives by the grace of God in a attempted murder, the criminal should be charged with murder anyway. Not attempted murder. He should be charged with murder and given the death penalty. And the same people that are against the death penalty for criminals are for abortion. What do you think of a politician who protests outside a prison the night of a criminal's execution, and he protests the execution, and while he's out there protesting the execution, his mistress is getting an abortion, and he only gave a cab fare? How's that? Isn't that great? That's American justice, right? Yeah. You want to cut down on crime in the USA? You want to get rid of 90% of it? And get rid of the drugs. Drugs, every crime is almost drug-related, 100%. You watch and see how many of these guys are involved with drugs that killed that couple that was raising 16 kids in Florida. And I'll tell you, Florida doesn't have a good track record for safety, for civilian safety. You think about it. And you watch the reports. And God forbid you're a kid in Florida. And God forbid that you're a kid in a closet in a trailer with 10 policemen outside the door, and they won't go in and look and see what's in the closet because they don't want to violate the pedophile's rights. And the girl was alive in that closet before he buried her alive with her teddy bear. You couldn't do that in my neighborhood when I was growing up. They would tear your house apart. The neighbors would tear your house apart. You wouldn't have to worry about the cops. The best high is a natural high. And you can get them. And there's nothing higher than a spiritual orgasm.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the bop type refrain. I'm sure that if I heard even one riff, 'twould bore me terrific. Fickly too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Thank you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick, yes, I get a kick, yes, I get a kick out of you.
See those pictures of a runaway stagecoach, you know, where the driver and the guy riding shotgun get knocked off the top, and horses are running helter-skelter, flat out, just heading towards the canyon, and the coach is bouncing up and down, and everybody's getting jarred, and that's a runaway stagecoach. When I see that picture, I see a runaway government. I see the House and the Senate in that coach. And there's one guy is racing alongside the six-horse team to try and jump on the lead horse so he can stop the coach. Return with us now to those golden days of yesteryear, before runaway government. Sotomayor is credited with convincing Tarzan, but she failed to hang him and instead gave him a jail condo at Club Liberal Justice. What will the Party of Death to America think of next? Caribbean cruise prison ships? We now have 37 czars reporting to Hugo Chavez's best pupil. Where is the drug czar? Oh, he's in rehab. Ask GE where the windmills will be manufactured. All of those windmills that they're going to get orders for. Ask Goldman Sachs how many big board seats they own in the House and the Senate. Didn't Speedy Corzine buy New Jersey with sack money? Oh, to live once again in the America I love. One God, one country, one powerful industrial base. Car companies that could turn a buck. A politician that could not be bought by a foreign government. Did you ever see so many shell-out sellouts making the money hodge at the Saudi and the Emirates? This week it is the Treasury Secretary. Check his pockets when he returns. Let me tell you, if they're going to Saudi and they're going to the Emirates, they're going for money. There's no other reason to go there. None whatsoever. They're going with both hands out. So check the Secretary of Treasury's pockets when he returns. Who really owns our leaders? Surely it is not the commuter who can't pay New York $11 bridge tolls as of Monday. Take me out to the ball game and find me a $500 seat. Buy me some peanuts for $50. Boy, that's sweet. What is the tax motto today? Take it till it hurts? Now the Obama CIA chief, Leon Panetta, accuses blessed Dick Cheney of trying to kill terrorists without telling the 48 senators who voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. Leaky Leahy, the flag burner and American baby killer, it's the law, defends Al-Qaeda as Dick Turbin calls for the death penalty for Marines who pray and fight back. You want your country back? It's going to cost you. You can start by firing both parties. Every day they shake you up. Shake them up in 2010. Fire them all, Republicans and Democrats. Turn it over. Upset the apple cart. A new broom sweeps clean. It'll take 2 years just for the graft envelopes to find new homes. Uday Pelosi went to Syria to lick Hezbollah IEDs, but never went down the street to Iraq to see the damage she endorsed. She is the Jane Fonda of Damascus, and she is third in line to rule the USA. Runaway government is what we have. Iranians have more say than the useless of A. Nancy Pelosi and everybody that was on the plane with her that went to Syria should all be tried for treason and executed the same day. convicted and executed by a military tribunal. And then we can read Jack Nicholson's speech, "You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth."
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams, and life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young.
The next tune is a Sammy Davis tune, and we're going to dedicate it to the media from Sarah Palin.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceased it from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all. That's my advice. We're parting, you go your way, I'll go mine. It's best that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. And it makes no difference how I carry on. Just remember that you can't talk about me when I'm gone. Julie, do you do? I do din 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 din. see how we're parting. You go your way, I'll go mine. It's best that we do. And here's a kiss. I hope that this brings all the luck in the world to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Just remember, please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
From out of the east, magnificent New York City, the wind carries the cry of the Razzouli. Oh, my beloved, rise up. Touch the eyes, touch the ears, touch the forehead. Put your head to the ground, fart high. And the question today, my beloveds, is name two parties in the world that control their countries by committee. And one is the Communist Party, and the other is the Democrats. The Democrats always call for hearings, e.g., the 9-1-1 cover-up and blame deflection hearings. Now comes the night of the DNC long knives, where the brown shirts attacked their Rumsfeld marshal. What a political coincidence that all these six came together and they only have one book. At least Clark, the CYA chief, admitted he failed us. I failed you, your country failed you, George Bush failed you, Howdy Doody failed you. Yes, buy my book. Not Clark the tanker, who's the little skinny guy walking around with the suit? Not Clark the tanker who rescued Janet Reno at the Battle of Waco. Not Clark the tanker who broke Serbia for Al-Qaeda. Now he is tanking again. Watch, my beloved, when the Democrats called for hearings, right after the flag-burning ceremony, and playing the national anthem backwards. Put your hand on the yellow pages. Do you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you, Bill Clinton. Watch your country divide and die before your eyes. Okay, amigos, here's the second issue of the day. It's time to make Mexico the 51st state. Everybody shout, OLA, OLA. Let's call for a Mexican referendum, and Mexico will become the biggest state in the Union. We'll add 90 million citizens, and we will have the smallest southern border with Belize and Guatemala. Our oil reserves will grow from 22 billion barrels to 90 billion. Mexicans will get rich overnight on minimum wage. The churches will be full again, and everybody will speak English and Spanish. The Democrats, of course, will suffer. They will have to do their own lawns again. But GM will sell 90 million Chevys in the first year. After all, now that oil is up to $73 a jihad tax barrel, it is time to build a 3-year supply of national oil reserves. Maybe even 5 years. We'll draw from Alaska and Mexico at discount prices, and that will keep us going until we liberate Canada and Iran. Did you see those three Canadian peacekeepers we rescued? They would not give any info on their captors, and they denounced the USA. How's that for thanks? I think the reason that they wouldn't give any info is that they're afraid we'll learn that they killed the American. Well, Canada, we are even for the Iranian hostage rescue. At least we said thanks, Canada. I have a dream. My dream is to be captured and made to confess in front of the enemy's media cameras. Al Jazeera, CBS, MSNBC, ABC, and the Al-Qaeda reporters from Al-Hayat, Newsweek, that's W-E-A-K, New York Slimes, and New Yucca magazine, plus the usual Pornowood suspects, and John the Monkey, and Bill, PLO Dancer Mar. He's a private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old country will do. Beside me stands their throat-cutting accomplices, and I give my final statement. Pointing to my forehead, I say, "No bump, computer laser chip. Look, I activate signal. Everybody get cruise suppositories. Bye-bye. 911 New York, super duper wakba."
Hi, you boys and girls. Want a little tequila? If you thought that the Michael Jackson funeral was fun, wait till you see the Ted Kennedy funeral. You're not going to believe. When the press gets through with you, you're going to think that Ted Kennedy saved Jesus from drowning at Chappaquiddick. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if they call for 5 days of work stoppage. they're going to, you're going to think that it was the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi. Unbelievable what they're going to do to you. You have no idea. All I can say is, you better put on two pair of pants that day. The party of death, the party of flag burning and child murder, the party of legalized drugs coming your way soon, the party of 80% of taxes in within the next 10 years is going to, you're going to have to get chits to live. You're gonna have to go see Chuck Schumer's house, and you're going to have to knock on the door and ask for your chit. And Chuck's going to give you lots of chit. Yeah. You're not going to have a dollar that you can call your own. And the only jobs that will be available would be government jobs. You'll be able to, you'll be a poll taker. You'll be a poll cat. Oh, man. It's going to be real sad. It's going to be real sad. You might be making shoes up in Gloversville, New York, for the Chinese People's Republic. It's unbelievable what they're going to do. These people, government run wild. Run amok. This is the run amokers. And you want to know something? The Republicans are only 1 degree. See, there's 2 degrees of Democrats. There's hardcore communists, and then there's Republicans. And that's only 1 degree away from being a hardcore communist. There's about three Republicans left that are fighting for this country. Jeff Sessions is one of them, but he's from Alabama, and the media has destroyed Alabama. If you're from Alabama, you have to be a racist, and you have to be an incestuous person, and you have to be a dummy. And that's how the media has portrayed the people of Alabama. I just watched Steve Malzberg on his website. He has a funeral for a sergeant that was killed in Afghanistan while Michael Jackson was being waked, and they were escorting his body to the gravesite, and they went through about 5 Georgia towns, and the small populations of each one of those towns turned out to honor that GI as his casket in the hearse drove by. And that's the backbone of America. That's all that's left to crush before we go full-blown communist. If Bunker Hill was tomorrow, we wouldn't have enough guys to stop the British. And that's how I feel about it. I say 0.5% or 1% of the country defends it, and the rest are trying to destroy it. And people don't want to know. They don't want to know. They don't want to know. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to see it. Don't show me the war in front of my eyes. I refuse to look. Don't tell me that I'm losing my country. I have things to do. I have to spend money for expensive baseball seats. I'm going to the new temple. Yeah, Yankee Stadium. $1,000 for a hot dog. Yeah. Oh, listen. They can afford it. If they can go to Yankee Stadium and pay $1,000 for a hot dog, they can give the government 80% of their income. Besides, what are they? Who do they think they are? They're not special. They're only Americans. And God knows, we gave up that tune a long time ago. We don't sing that tune anymore. Well, in case you forgot it, I'm going to play it for you. And this is dedicated to that sergeant who returned home to Georgia from Afghanistan while the press hid his sacred duty as he gave his life for his country. Because the press fears people like that. People like that start revolutions and put traitors on the gallows.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain.
shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. O beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea, the shining sea. To that last part. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's fantastic.
Why is it the government that doesn't want us to drill for our own oil? I watched T. Boone Pickens telling us we got more liquid natural gas or more natural gas than we can consume, and that we don't need Arab oil. Then why is the Secretary of Treasury in Saudi Arabia today and the United Emirates tomorrow? What's he there for? Who owns him? Is that the one who doesn't pay all his taxes? The Secretary of Treasury? We got more oil than we know what to do with. But oil. We're out of senators and congressmen, and they all have to be fired. How can we give, California give IOUs to its people that it's taxed to death? And be sitting on capped oil wells off the coast of California, telling us we can't have it. How do you do that? How do you screw your neighbor? How do you do that? Why should 49 other states carry California, who should be carrying itself plus a few more? How do they get away with that? Why? Because they're going to save the piping plover that everybody has to suffer? What's in it for Dianne Feinstein? Where does she make her money? It surely isn't in the Senate. She's not getting rich in the Senate. Henry Waxman, where's he making his money? Who's buttering his bread? These people aren't making it in politics, or are they? Maybe the job pays more than we know. Maybe the House and the Senate is part of the underground economy. Under the table economy. They're all crooks. Savage says tonight, he'd be surprised if 5% were honest. I say fire them all. Fire Republicans, fire Democrats. Now, one who is in office today should be in office tomorrow. They should all get their walking papers. And I hope that unemployment doesn't go to 20% before we decide that we're going to fire them all. Because when unemployment goes to 20%, you're going to be singing this song.
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick, mortar, and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Hey, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al, Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, and I made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Hey, brother, ain't got a dime about you, have you? And once I built a tower, yes, a tower to the sun, of brick, mortar, and lime. Yes, I'm the fella built a tower, and now it's done. Hey, buddy, ain't got a dime about you, have you? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? Don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al. Al all the time. Don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Here's something to think about. If the divorce rate in this country is 50%, how many people are living, sticking the divorce out? How many people are unhappily married of the remaining 50%? Is it 20, 25? So really, sad marriages are about 75% of the population. Isn't that scary? Absolutely scary. We're closing the show. If you want your country back, it's going to cost you. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Except if you're in the House and the Senate. And we have too many lawyers in the wrong places. It's time to replace all the lawyers. You can't get a job on Fox unless you're a lawyer. And speaking of Fox, I noticed Fox Radio, of which Mike Savage is one. When you go to WOR Radio, Mike Savage's picture's not there. His name's not even mentioned. And every time his show is finished, They have a disclaimer. His opinion is not ours. Please don't sue us.
Till time itself is true. I dream wonderful, wonderful dreams of you.